This is KUT. Recent immigration roundups in Austin by ICE agents have some in the immigrant community beginning to worry about what happens if they're stopped by an agent. Yesterday, Austin ISD lawyers clarified what teachers and staff can say and what information they can provide when it comes to those possible interactions with ICE agents and other political issues. KUT's Kate McGee reports the district sent a memo to clarify earlier guidance, which caused confusion among teachers and schools.
After reports of ICE arrests spread through Austin classrooms last week, teachers in the local teachers' union, Education Austin, shared resources with students about what to do if ICE shows up at your house or stops you on the street. But Austin ISD lawyers told staff in a memo Monday they could not disseminate that information without approval from the superintendent's office. The memo caused confusion among teachers and some school board members. School board president Kendall Pace says it's important the district communicates one singular message to not just staff, but the larger community.
And I know it's going out to the campuses, and that's most important, but when you have then the interpretation getting whipped up by others, then it just creates chaos, right? So, and that's what we don't want. We want to de-escalate. We want to inform. And so that, I'm going to look to the administration how, you know, where is the administration on that specific piece on an action plan?
Superintendent Paul Cruz reiterated district support for all students. The school board will discuss ways trustees can show their support for immigrant students and families at their board meeting next Monday. Kate McGee, KUT News.